Two assault-style rifles used in the San Bernardino attack were registered to Enrique Marquez, a longtime friend of shooter Saeed Farouk. Investigators are still trying to determine exactly how the guns changed hands. It's illegal to buy guns for someone else from licensed dealers. It's also difficult to prosecute offenders. NPR's Hanzila Wong reports.
They're often called straw purchasers. They break the law by fraudulently filling out a form that says they're the actual buyer, but they're actually buying the gun for another person, someone who might be avoiding a background check. Proving that scenario in court can be a challenge.
You have to get into the mind of the person who's buying the gun and filling out the form.
This is Michael Bouchard, a retired assistant director for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
The tough part about this is, and the reason straw purchases really get prosecuted is because it's in the eyes of the beholder.
For example,
I could claim, I have no idea how that person got that gun. They may have stolen it from my house, or I sold it to someone else and I don't know who that person is. So it's very difficult to pin someone down.
That's Daniel Webster, who heads the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research. He says prosecutors usually need to show evidence that connects the straw buyer and the person he's buying the gun for. And if there's a conviction, straw buyers do face consequences, as this PSA warns.
If you try to purchase a gun for someone who can't, you can buy yourself 10 years in jail.
Many licensed gun dealers are concerned that straw purchasers are rarely prosecuted, says Lawrence Keene of the National Shooting Sports Foundation.
The law says that somebody could go to jail for up to 10 years and face a fine of up to $250,000. Why that doesn't happen more often is a question for, you know, the federal judiciary and the Department of Justice.
Michael Bouchard, who retired from the ATF in 2007, admits charging straw buyers falls towards the bottom of federal prosecutors' priority lists. He says the cases are difficult to win and resources are limited. That's why some states have moved to pass their own straw purchasing bans to supplement the federal one. For example, in California, even gifts have to be documented.
If you're going to gift it, if it's anyone other than your immediate family, then you have to do the transfer through a dealer.
As for the guns involved in the San Bernardino shooting, a law enforcement source and an intelligence source tell NPR that a dealer was not involved in transferring the assault-style rifles between Enrique Marquez and the shooters. And they say Marquez could be charged for an illegal transfer. Hanzi Luong, NPR News.